DW. For this choir of elderly Indonesian women, singing is a radical and sometimes risky act. The choir's called Dialita, short for Di Atas 50 Tahun, or over 50 years of age. The women may be aging, but when they get together and sing, the air is buzzing with excitement and quiet bravery, as years of silence is finally unravelled in song. They're singing about a topic that's taboo in Indonesia, the darkest chapter in its history.
Just mentioning the number itself, it's like a secret number. You cannot mention it openly.
Indonesia's massacres of 1965 to 1966 are widely recognised as one of the biggest human rights violations of the 20th century. But that history is still highly contentious in Indonesia. Public discussions on the topic are frequently shut down. In September, a peaceful forum on 1965 was attacked by a violent mob and ended in a riot.
There's always a risk if you're doing something that's still contentious. The risk is there. It exists. So the risk is always there, but we just have to move on.
That's the choir's manager, Irawati Admatsukato. The members of this choir are all survivors of the 1965 tragedy. Many spent time in prison or had family members and friends taken and killed. Fidelia Nyoto was a child at the time.
My father was a victim and my mother also. At that time, my father had a job with the Communist Party. Then my father disappeared. He was taken by the government. He was killed. I don't know what happened. He just disappeared. My mother didn't know anything. She was just a normal housewife with 7 children. I was the 6th. She was in jail for 14 years. All of us children, we were left alone.
On 30 September 1965, a failed coup was blamed on the Communist Party. General Suharto then seized power and a brutal campaign of violence was led by the military, targeting suspected Communist Party members and sympathisers, as well as ethnic Chinese, trade unionists, teachers, activists and artists. 500,000 to 1 million people were massacred. Many more were sent to jail, exiled or persecuted. Hartina, now 75 years old, says her family was forever changed by the events of 1965. Her mother, aunt and uncle were all imprisoned for 8 years. Her father lived in exile for 18 years. And Hartina herself spent time in prison.
Dari Bukit Duri itu saya di situ 7 bulan.
I was at Bukit Duri Women's Prison for 7.5 months. Every afternoon, the women felt sad, their hearts were lonely. But instead of crying, we entertained ourselves, we sang.
Lebih baik aku menyanyikan lagu-lagu yang...
The women sang old songs, Indonesian and international songs, and they made up their own. Writing materials weren't allowed, so they memorised simple tunes. And with music, they got through the days.
The months went by, 1, 2, 3 months. I didn't know when I would be able to go home.
Even when she was released, Hartina wasn't completely free. Her family was evicted from their home. With her mother, aunt and uncle in prison and her father in exile, Hartina worked to support her younger siblings, cousins and grandparents. 15 people in total.
Jadi 3 kali aku diambil. Jadi makanya itu membuat aku trauma sebetulnya.
I was arrested 3 times. I was traumatized. I was taken, then sent home. Then 7 months later, I was taken again and then released. In total, it was over 2 years of that.
2 tahun lebih ya.
For decades, anyone who had been arrested and their family were shunned. Their ID cards were marked. They were excluded from jobs, especially the public service, and were widely discriminated against. Fidelia Nyoto remembers living with silence.
When our parents were arrested, we couldn't be open with people. We had to hide our identities and not let anyone know about our family or our history. We were scared. We couldn't be free. We closed ourselves off. We had no self-confidence.
Over the years, survivors tried to bury the past and move on. But Hartina says the wounds remain.
I still have trauma. My trauma hasn't faded even now, after more than 50 years. I don't know what's wrong in my heart that I still live with this trauma. It's so heavy.
It's more than 50 years since the events of 1965, but it continues to haunt Indonesia. Perpetrators of the massacres enjoy impunity. The state has never acknowledged the victims. Communism is still hated and feared. Over the last 6 years, Dialita has resurrected songs sung in prison in the hope that by breathing life into them once more, others might start to understand. One of the choir's founders, 65-year-old Uchiku Wati, explains.
Cukup bagus, lagu-lagunya sederhana, tapi bagi saya...
The songs are simple, but to me, there's something incredible. Firstly, they're in jail. Women, they're under so much pressure, but they are still able to write these songs. They're not lamenting or mourning, they're not provocative, but with simple language, they're able to convey what they were thinking and feeling. The music is evocative. You get a sense of the women who are arrested, their pain, their longing for the children, the madness, all in one song. And when we sing those songs, people listening feel that and can start to understand.
For the women singing them, the songs are inspiring strength and survival for the second time around.
Since joining Dialita, we're slowly starting to open up, because we've realized that we have a lot of friends that are with us in this.
Hartina hopes that Dialita can be part of forging a better understanding of the country's history.
Sejarah ini tidak bisa disembunyikan sebetulnya. Harus semua tahu.
This history can't be hidden. People must know. For us, talking about it isn't always possible. I'm still feeling the trauma. But with songs, I can sing. And through these songs, I can spread a message. We aren't demanding compensation. We're just fighting to be able to do this. The power we bring as women is to remind people, and we invite people who will understand. That's all.
In December 2017, Dialita's first concert in the capital, Jakarta, sold out and met with applause for an encore, giving a sign of hope that there might be an appetite for reckoning with the past.
For me, it's like planting seeds. What we're doing is planting seeds of ideas. It's going to bloom somehow, someday, maybe not in my lifetime, but it's going to bloom and then this country will be at peace, finally.
For DW, I'm Nicole Kirby in Jakarta, Indonesia.
This report was brought to you by DW.